saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up. And I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. Yeah. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up. And I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans unfamiliar with Donald Trump's vice presidential pick will get to hear from him tonight at the Republican National Convention. Senator J.D. Vance from Ohio, once anti-Trump, is now in his inner circle. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Some of the things that have not gone over so great in MAGA world, which is the previous comments he made about the former president in 2016, which Vance has long said he's disavowed and that he's squarely behind the former president. Does he mention kind of his shift in thought process as it relates to Trump? That's something that there are convention goers down on that floor who have told me they did notice that Vance did change his tune on Trump.
A source tells ABC News President Biden is seriously weighing proposals to make changes to the Supreme Court, including term limits and enforceable ethics codes. Severe heat expected to peak in the Northeast today, but volatile storms are also on tap from the Mid-Atlantic to New England. And Emmy nominations are out. The Bear earning 23 and Shogun shined with 25 nominations. This is ABC News. A state of emergency has been declared in part of upstate New York following severe storms. At least one person was killed and a curfew was in effect overnight.
One of the 315 severe storms reported Tuesday in the U.S. hit Rome, New York, where Oneida County Executive Anthony Picente said,
"Our county offices were damaged, city offices were damaged in some regard, courthouses."
County offices are closed today as services have temporarily been moved to Utica. The National Weather Service is investigating whether tornadoes touched down in the region. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In southern Illinois, some residents had to evacuate when floodwaters topped a dam. The area got 5 inches of rain in 6 hours. There may be a new reason to change your workout routine, or at least change when you work out. A new study found that a small burst of activity before bed may help you sleep better. Researchers linking working out between 6 p.m. and midnight to lower the risk of premature death. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We're entering a dry and sunny stretch. However, high temperatures today staying well below average with some breezy winds out of the northwest, keeping our highs down to the low 70s. It'll be a crisp and comfortable day today with highs tomorrow climbing to the upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. One man is dead after being shot by Ohio police in Milwaukee near the Republican National Convention on Tuesday. Body camera footage shows that Samuel Sharp Jr. had a pair of knives and was fighting with another man. Officers from Ohio are cooperating with Milwaukee PD in the investigation. Meanwhile, also at the RNC on Monday, a suspicious man with a concealed weapon was arrested. Ted Allen has more on that.
According to Milwaukee police, U.S. Capitol Police spotted a 21-year-old man wearing a ski mask and a large tactical backpack on the opening day of the convention. They stopped the man and found a firearm in his backpack. Officials say he had no legal concealed carry permit for Wisconsin or any other state. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office will review possible charges against the man.
And a soldier from Racine who jumped the border into North Korea is apparently reaching a plea negotiation with the Army. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Murder and other lesser charges to be dropped, and for McCutcheon to be receiving a 40-year prison term. An x-ray of the baby's chest showed broken ribs and a broken collarbone. McCutcheon later admitted to hurting the infant. The Wabasha County Fair begins today. Poultry and rabbit judging is this afternoon, and tonight a new autocross event will be held in the grandstand. Other events include a bull riding event on Friday, demo derby Saturday. The Wabasha County Fair runs through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. It was a bit smaller of a crowd at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this year. Fair managers yesterday said about 110,000 people walked through the fair's gates this year. Manager Rusty Volk says that's about 10% less than last year. Volk is blaming the heat and the economy for the smaller crowd. Volk did say that the Leinenkugel main stage and the Northwestern Bank grandstand brought out pretty good crowds for this year's concerts. Western Wisconsin's congressman says he was assaulted at Milwaukee's Republican National Convention. Congressman Derek Van Orden took to X yesterday afternoon to say a protester with the group Code Pink assaulted him while he was standing in line at the RNC. Code Pink almost immediately said Van Orden was the one who bumped into who they call a, quote, visibly Palestinian, unquote, woman. Van Orden said, no matter the severity of the violence, political violence is not acceptable. Van Orden went on to say he wants the protester, quote, prosecuted to the greatest extent of the law, unquote. The search continues for the father of two boys found dead in Green Bay this week. The sheriff in Brown County says no one has seen Bill Selnick since Saturday. The Coast Guard found his sailboat in the Bay of Green Bay over the weekend. It had overturned. Selnick's two children, ages 3 and 5, were found dead. The Coast Guard says Selnick was on his way from Green Island to Oconto. Searchers say there's still a chance that Selnick is alive. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Music in the Park is tonight in Durand. Chris Cruzy will perform on stage. There'll also be a Touch a Truck event on Madison Street. Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway says Durand Police will also have some vehicles in attendance.
Durand Police Department is going to be participating in that as well, along with a lot of other agencies, and I believe they've got some city staff bringing some trucks down and stuff, so kids will be able to come and tour the vehicles and hang out with first responders.
Tonight's Music in the Park begins at 6 o'clock at Memorial Park in Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and action on the seclusion and restraint policy, coaching handbook revisions, and co-curricular code of conduct revisions. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 in the boardroom at the Durand, Arkansas High School. One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident in the town of Arcadia Tuesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a northbound vehicle on Highway 93 collided head-on with a southbound vehicle. The driver of the southbound vehicle died from their injuries at the scene, while the northbound vehicle driver was taken to the hospital for evaluation. That crash is still under investigation. We now know the name of the Chippewa County prisoner who died after being rushed to the hospital. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes said Shauna Dahmer was taken to the hospital where she later died. Hakes says Dahmer was brought to the county jail July 2nd, but was rushed to the hospital July 4th. She was placed on life support on July 10th, and the coroner said she died Sunday. Dahmer was facing bail, jumping, and drug charges in Eau Claire County. Her autopsy was scheduled for yesterday in the Twin Cities. The manhunt for a suspect wanted in both Madison and Eau Claire has ended in Indiana. The U.S. Marshal's office yesterday said they arrested Jerome Jacobs Jr. in Gary, Indiana. He's wanted in connection to a shooting in Madison. Police in Eau Claire were the last to see him in Wisconsin, but they say he had some help in escaping. Madison police say Jacobs fired nearly 20 shots at the home of the mother of his children back in June. One person was hit in the forehead. The marshals say Jacobs will be brought back to Madison to face charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Mayo Clinic's location in Rochester is once again being listed as one of the best hospitals in the United States. U.S. News and World Report released its annual hospital rankings this week and put the Minnesota location on its honor roll of the top 20 U.S. hospitals. The Rochester location was also ranked in the top 5 in 4 specialty treatment categories: cancer, neurology, orthopedics, and cardiology. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We're entering a dry and sunny stretch. However, high temperatures today staying well below average with some breezy winds out of the northwest, keeping our highs down to the low 70s. It'll be a crisp and comfortable day today with highs tomorrow climbing to the upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The American League rallied to beat the National League 5-3 to win the 2024 MLB All-Star Game at Globe Life Field in Arlington. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran broke a tie in the bottom of the fifth with a 2-run homer to give the American League lead the lead. He was named the game's MVP. Dodger DH Shohei Ohtani clubbed a 3-run homer for the Nationals. Brewer starters William Contreras and Christian Yelich both went 0-2. The Brewers off until Saturday when they take on the Twins. in Minneapolis. Brewers wrapped up the Major League Baseball Amateur Draft on Tuesday. They used their 19th round selection on Manitowoc right-hander Noah Weck. Weck is committed to Oklahoma State and was pitching this summer with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, collecting 13 strikeouts in 11 and two-thirds innings with a 2.31 ERA. Bucks are bringing in some help at shooting guard, signing 25-year-old Gary Trent Jr. to a one-year deal. He spent the last three seasons with Toronto and averaged nearly 14 points a game last season. Denver Broncos signing right guard Quinn Meinerz to a four-year deal worth $80 million, $45 million guaranteed. 25-year-old former Whitewater standout played all 17 games for the Broncos last season. Bears signed their first overall pick, quarterback Caleb Williams, to a four-year deal worth $39.4 million. No news yet on a contract extension for quarterback Jordan Love, but that deal is expected to get done soon. Meanwhile, Love spent yesterday in Milwaukee holding a football camp for kids. Love reports with quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players to camp today. The rest of the roster reports Sunday and starts training camp workouts on Monday. Fond du Lac's Joe Duchateau fired a 566 to take the second-round lead at the Wisconsin State Amateur at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. The former Green Bay golfer collected two eagles and has a four-shot lead over Sheboygan's Drake Wilcox. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Bowman is preparing for the Brickyard. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR season is headed for the home stretch. Who's up for a little bit of chaos?
Hold on.
A dash of drama?
No way.
Who's down to take it to the Chicago streets?
Look at this.
To ring the tricky triangle, to hit the Brickyard Bricks. Who's game for a little fireworks between friends? Ah, see, that's a trick question. With the playoffs coming,
how about again?
There are no friends. The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Busch Light at Indianapolis, Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Hendrick Motorsports driver Alex Bowman is excited for the return to racing on the oval at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with this weekend's running of the Brickyard 400. After both the Xfinity and Cup Series competed on the track's road course the last three seasons, Bowman participated in a Goodyear tire test on the 2.5-mile speedway last year, but still isn't sure what to expect when it comes to the style of racing we may see this weekend.
It's such a historic place to get to go race at, right? I did the test there last year, and at that point was pretty frustrated with how the cars were going to race each other, but I think a lot's changed, and the tire stuff's different, I'm sure.
Bowman is on a bit of a hot streak, winning 2 weeks ago in Chicago, while finishing third last Sunday in Pocono. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
It sounds like several different species of birds in your trees might only be one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mockingbirds love to imitate their feathered friends, and they're pretty feisty too, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. If that's the case, mockingbirds are gaining a lot of friends. Keith Arnold is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University. He says the mockingbird is about the size of a cardinal. It's gray and slender with white bars on its wings and a long beak. They nest in shrubs and trees in a variety of habitats from the city to the desert. Both parents are so protective of their young, they'll fearlessly dive bomb cats, dogs, hawks, owls, humans, or anything else they perceive as a predator. Mockingbirds have their own beautiful songs, but they're famously known for mimicking sounds that they pick up from other birds. Arnold says they like to show off their talents.
I think that once they hear that song or call, then they add it to the repertoire. They'll sing a phrase for four or five times, and then they'll switch to something else. It's not like they continue using the same phrase for long periods of time.
Both males and females sing. Unmated males will carry on all day and late into the night. Mockingbirds will hang around the backyard, but don't expect to see them at feeders. They prefer open areas with fruiting trees and bushes. Arnold says they're not considered a nuisance bird unless you're being harassed because there's a nest nearby or you're trying to grow tomatoes.
They'll go and pick on tomatoes for the food. The liquid in the tomato is a good food for them. It's very hard to grow tomatoes. You have to actually pick them as they just barely start to turn orange. If you wait too long and get them vine ripe and you got a mockingbird around, there's going to be all kinds of holes in that tomato.
Your best defense is to put bird netting around your tomatoes and maybe sing a bit to distract them. Learn more about mockingbirds and listen to their sounds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Well, there's political sparring over the CBO Farm Bill scoring. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Doubts over the accuracy of farm bill cost estimates are making the job of passing the five-year bill even more challenging as the September deadline approaches. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack is relying on the Congressional Budget Office estimate of the House GOP's farm bill deficit.
The CBO says it's at least a $30 billion deficit. That's a very large number. And they've got to get reasonable and practical about this if they're truly interested in getting a farm bill done.
But House GOP Chair Glenn Thompson argues CBO got it wrong last year when it claimed the debt ceiling deal added over $2 billion in SNAP costs.
Absolutely, they got it wrong, and it was a factor of double counting.
South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson then added his voice.
Work requirements clearly save money. And I would again point you to the CBO 2022 study that indicated that work requirements absolutely save substantial federal dollars.
House Agriculture Republicans are looking to new SNAP and CCC savings to offset higher crop support or reference prices. But Senate Agriculture Republican Chuck Grassley warns that politicians should steer clear of trying to influence CBO scoring of bills.
That goes very much against the spirit of the 1974 Budget Act and the purpose of CBO, because we should have honest predicting out of CBO and not political influence on that predicting.
But House Agriculture Chairman Thompson said the CBO was wrong last year in its farm bill baseline for cotton by nearly $1 billion. He says the CBO then apologized to him and they promised a correction. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian. South Central Wisconsin set to become a hub for dairy industry innovation. A new $55 million research facility scheduled to open in 2027 will focus on modernizing dairy research practices with a particular emphasis on robotics. The facility, a collaboration between the U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center and the UW-Madison, aims to address the decline in Wisconsin dairy farms, particularly attributed to workforce shortages. Center Director Dennis Hancock believes that robotics can be a solution to that challenge. Wisconsin is ranking first in the U.S. for mink pelt production and females bred, according to USDA. Wisconsin's pelt production in 2023 totaled 514,130 pelts. Utah was the second largest producing state at 138,550 pelts. Nationwide, mink pelt production in 2023 totaled 973,000, down 28% from 2022. Wisconsin's production was down 10% in 2023 and accounted for 53% of the nation's total pelt production. USDA has announced deadlines for commodity and specialty crop producers to apply for emergency relief programs for the 2022 natural disaster losses, and that is August 14th of this year. The Farm Service Agency began accepting ERP 2022 applications in October of 2023. If natural disasters impacted your farm and ranch in 2022, there's still time to submit your application for Emergency Relief Program assistance, said FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Don't delay. Gather your documents and contact your local office to complete the application process. Through the Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, Congress allocated $3.2 billion in funding to help cover an estimated $10 billion in uncovered crop losses. ERP 2022 covers losses to crops, trees, bushes, and vines due to qualifying calendar year 2022 natural disaster events. Oklahoma is the 13th state to detect the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle. USDA confirmed it even though the infection happened months ago. Reuters says the confirmation shows the outbreak was more widespread than authorities knew after the virus was first found in dairy cattle in late March. The H5N1 virus has been found in over 150 U.S. dairy herds. The cases are part of an outbreak of H5N1 that's spread globally in wild birds, infecting domestic poultry and different species of mammals. Even though four dairy workers have tested positive, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the risk to the public remains low. An Oklahoma dairy collected the first positive sample in April when it suspected its herd may have been infected. On the website, USDA reported two positive herds in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Agriculture Department says the positive sample is from one dairy that has two separate barns. The U.S. soybean supply for marketing year 24-25 is forecast at 4.8 billion bushels. That's 8% higher than the previous marketing year, but down 20 million bushels from last month's forecast. According to the National Agriculture Statistics Service's acreage report released on June 28th, 86.1 million acres of soybeans were planted in the U.S. for marketing year 24-25. That's 3% more than last year. The yield forecast remained unchanged at 52 bushels an acre. U.S. soybean production is forecast at 4.4 billion bushels for 24-25, down 15 million bushels from last month, but 270.3 million bushels higher than the production in the previous marketing year. With a lower production forecast and unchanged crush and export forecasts, U.S. ending stocks for 24-25 are projected at 435 million bushels. That's down 20 million bushels from last month's forecast. The U.S. season average soybean price for 24-25 is down a dime this month to $11.10 a bushel. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Dry weather in our ag weather forecast is a pattern shift will allow us to dry out for the first time since March. A surface high pressure will dominate our weather over the next week with temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below normal. That means we'll see temperatures in the low to mid 70s with 80s returning this weekend and into next week. Also returning this weekend into next week will be the threat for pop-up afternoon showers, but nothing significant rainfall-wise is expected. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 70 to 75, relative humidities at 48 to 53%. North winds at 5 to 10, we'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 91 to 96%. North winds at 5 to 7 early. For Thursday, sunshine, high 74 to 79, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Light winds becoming westerly at 5 to 7 in the late afternoon. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. We were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away,
son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away.
When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away.
I pray to God for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
tried gin, I've tried every last one of them. On hot brick bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. Taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here and you ain't gone, you ain't gone, baby. Oh, oh, you ain't gone, baby. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Was ever worth it.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. Oh. If I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right and the weather's perfect. No telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right sitting in the sun, I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, another bite. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing, its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart.
until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too. Keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart.
I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. 'Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind. Settled down, built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. 'Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. Slow. Yeah, I need to rewind
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.